the one and only Ronnie Hawkins.
Isn't he a magnificent human being?
You know, it's still there. He has got the wit. He's got the charm.
Do you know what he said to me? Man. I got on the phone after the interview just to thank him for being on. Yeah. And I said, how you feeling? He said, I'm doing good. I'm still chasing the girls. Last week I caught two of them. They were both in walkers and one had to slow down so I could catch her.
That's vintage Ronnie, the guy who once said, shoot low, Sheriff, they're riding Shetlands.
Yes. Just one of the really great human beings on this earth.
Yeah, a heritage.
Anyway, we have a guest. We do have a guest, yes.
Wow. What's cooking?
The chef.
Have we got his mic on?
Mic on?
No, Mike Okamori, not Mike Vaughn.
No, Duff. A long time ago, with Jack Dennis, you may remember that. Yeah. Jack always had a guest in the noon hour show. And that was Chef Boy Oh Boy.
Ruining his show. It was easy.
And Chef, you've got a wonderful apron, but what happened to the white hat?
Thank you. The hat, it got retired. Too much starch. I couldn't get one from Il Fornello today. So, you know, what could I say?
What's been doing? It's been a long time since you cooked publicly.
It has. And I must say it's an honor for me to be here with the legends today.
What happened to your accent?
It went in the soup. The legends, not only Duff and Bob, but also Doug and throw in Charlie, the legends.
Yeah, and you don't know him, but Derek Lind is here. Derek, we got a wonderful Derek Lind story to tell. Derek's in from Montreal. He's going to be on the air in a little bit. And plus all the guys who are taking the tours around. Hello, tour!
Hi, tour!
Welcome to the 1050 Chum Control Room. Is it anything the way you imagined it?
No. More importantly, are we anyway the way you imagined us?
Don't keep going there, Bob.
No, you're not going to get the wrong answer one day. Yes. Well, yeah.
It's much bigger when I worked with Jack, so you could eat more now, couldn't you?
Are you cooking something? Because you brought nothing.
Well, I know, but my family, they love leftovers, and especially if they're leftovers from the family next door.
Oh,
Yes. Thank you, Holger Engie, for that one.
Holger.
It's just great. Yeah. So I'm so happy to be here with you. Yes, I have a great Jack Dennis story.
Go ahead.
We were live in the studio, and Jack said...
You can lose the accent if you want.
You want me to lose it?
Well, I don't care.
Oh, okay. I could never understand why I had to be a French, and when I'm Chef Boy, oh boy.
It's cool. The Liberals won again, so you're fine.
Exactly.
In Quebec.
That's right. People ask me, do you do political jokes? And I said, no, too many of them get elected.
That's right.
Yes. But seriously, folks. Yeah, so Jack, he says, so what's on the agenda today, Chef? I said, oh, today, Jacques, I have made a special omelet for you. Out of dragon milk. And Jack says, dragon milk? Where did you get the dragon milk from? I said, from a cow with short legs. And Jack lost it. And he's laughing and laughing, and I'm going to the watch. And Jack just continued to laugh. But we had a lot of fun, and we did a remote down at the X, Chum Checks from the X, and... So Jack says, so Chef, where are you off to now? I said, my favorite building, the food building. My favorite food is thirds, and my favorite beverage is gravy. So there you go. And went and got some Tiny Tom donuts. And then Andy Kay, we did a remote out at Stage West, Secretary's Week for Chum, and it was just great. And
it's another one of the good guys we lost.
Bless his heart. Fun. We had a lot of fun, and Anson Williams was out there from Happy Days, and he came into the studio the next day, and he goes, oh, it's the chef, and I'm going, holy smoke, here's this guy that's a star, and there's a difference between a celeb and a salab, I went, wow, this guy remembers me.
That's When's nice. The cookbook coming out? When are the videos, the DVDs?
Well, the cookbook, it's one page. I have minarized down to an hour, so it's a very small.
Isn't isn't this marvelous? You can tell all the old shtick again.
That's right. It's
and everybody
a new
laughs.
Audience.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes, with a live audience.
You're with a live audience, yes. It's an audience. It's not a jury, is it?
No.
Okay.
When were you on the air with Jack?
Jack was in the whole 91 year, and it might have snuck into a little bit of 90, and then it went into 92, all the way to 92. So it was about two and a half years.
That's great. That's great. So it's been a long time since you were on the radio.
Yes. Legally, you mean.
So about 15 years since the chef has made a public appearance.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you're over that health department rap. That's all.
Yes, I am. Yes, okay. No. I got the blue ointment and it went away.
There are two women over there looking at you like they know you.
Oh. Hello, nurse. Nice to see you. She makes house calls, I believe.
Chef, we're so pleased that you came here. Is there anything else you want to say? The mic is yours. Yeah. Do what you want.
Yeah. Oh,
God help
parting
us.
Shots.
Parting shots. Oh, well, listen, you know, I'd love to go on, but in the immortal words of King Kong, I've got to catch a plane. So,
all right.
Now that is a groaner.
No. Oh. Well, thanks for the wonderful build down. Thank you.
I think there are probably folks in the neighborhood who like to know that Perry Lansing is the voice behind Chef.
That's right, yes. Boy. Perry Lansing.
Oh, thank you, Jeff.
Good to see you, Perry. Wonderful last night.
I know. It's so much fun.
So much fun.
By the way, happy birthday to Chum. They don't look a day over five decades, do they?
That's right.
No.
And next time we do the 50th, we'll have you back.
Oh, perfect.
All right. Great to see you, Perry. Take care.
Boy, oh boy, Perry Lansing on 1050 Chum at 1229.
Karen, do you know what I learned at the hospital the other day?
No.
The research-based pharmaceutical community supports research projects in hospitals and universities.
Really?
Yes. Each year they invest, on average, $400 million in research and development across Ontario. About $70 million of that goes to universities and hospitals to help develop new medicines and vaccines.
Canada's research-based pharmaceutical community, investing today into the discoveries of tomorrow. To learn how our work benefits everyone, visit CanadaPharma.org.
When 52 of the sisters are accidentally poisoned, the Little Sisters of Hoboken put on a variety show to raise money for the burial. Enjoy the comedy, music, and laughs as the group encounters many unique characters along the way, live at Niagara Falls View Casino. Tickets are available at the Falls View box office or any Ticketmaster location. Nonsense. Live matinees May 2007 at Niagara Falls View Casino.
Hi, can I help you?
I'm here for the Volkswagen Garage Sale sales event.
We don't open for another hour.
Come on, a Jetta loaded with German engineering, 150 horsepower engine, four standard airbags, and starting at $23,475? They're going to fly out the door.
We'll be open soon.
Get to your local VW dealer for a joyride today, before the Garage Sale sales event is over, and while every Volkswagen is at a garage sale price. Seriously.
See your Volkswagen dealer today for details.
I'm heading over to Sobeys today, and I think I'll bring Max this time.
Oh, he's such a hothead. How do you manage to shop with him?
Well, I let him put the groceries into the cart, and sometimes I get him to push the cart for me.
Ugh.
You know, make him think he's helping me out.
It all sounds so awful.
And when he's really cranky, I have to give him a treat.
You know, I don't understand why you just don't tell your husband to stay home.
Ontario Large Hothouse Tomatoes, just 97 cents a pound. And Extra Large Ontario Red, Yellow, or Orange Hothouse Peppers, $2.49 a pound. For better produce at a better price, just add Sobeys.
When a mortgage lender says
no
to you, you have to say
no
to your wife, who has to say
no
to a real estate agent. And we all
no, no, no.
How painful and embarrassing that can be. So when the others say no, the place to go is Entrust Financial Corporation. You don't have to take no for an answer.
Yes.
Call Entrust Financial Corporation, 905-940-4040. When the others say no, the place to go is Entrust Financial Corporation.
Yes.
Call 905-940-4040.
Do your summer plans involve driving? You know the consumer vehicle of choice over the imports is the Ford Fusion. Well, you can pick one up today for only $299 a month, and your first payment is on Al Palladini's Pine Tree Ford Lincoln. Drive it off their lot today. Your vehicle is on site waiting for you. Imagine your summer of family fun in a new Ford Fusion for only $299 a month. And the first payment is on Al Palladini's Pine Tree Ford Lincoln at Weston Road and Highway 7, because any Palladini is a pal of mine.
GM Good Ranch Service presents The Homecoming, starring Norm Melamed, Chevy Cavalier driver, and rocket scientist. But here's the thing.
I needed tires, and even I couldn't figure it out.
But Norm got smart. came to GM Goodwrench for tires expertly chosen and installed from $89.95 each. No hidden charges. See store for details. Be like Norm. Come to the GM Goodwrench homecoming event. Right tires, right price. Welcome back.
The grand reopening of all three Brick Superstores is on now in Vaughan, Scarborough, and Mississauga. Save 20% on furniture and mattresses. There's 300,000 square feet of furniture, mattresses, appliances, and electronics. Someone will win a $10,000 shopping spree at each Brick Superstore location Sunday at 5. Line up before 9 a.m. Saturday and Sunday for amazing door crasher specials and prizes. The greatest grand opening ever, this weekend only. The Brick Superstores in Vaughan, Scarborough, and Mississauga, and all 10 GTA Brick locations.
I always like bricks. What are we doing? No, wait. Stop the song. Thank you. The control that I have. I tell Paul Simon not to sing, and Paul Simon leaves.
Disaster.
That's no. It.
No, anyway, we've got more people in the studio.
We've got another tour.
Hi, everybody.
Hello, tour.
Hi, guys. Have you here?
You can applaud now.
Thank you for coming in. We really appreciate it.
We're part of Doors Open Toronto today, and people are coming through the control room watching us perform.
Yes, nobody's
been throwing any money either.
Well,
I've noticed all that's on the table is water.
Well, I'd prefer folding if you're going to throw anything.
they don't make folding anymore.
Well, they do.
Yeah, you're not going to get folding. You get loonies and toonies.
Anyway, Open Doors here at Chum continues till nearly 3 o'clock. So
yes.
If you haven't been able to find the time, you're still an hour and a half to come on.
Yeah, and the tours are going through fast.
Yep.
And we got lots of folks, and I'm told that the lineup is up the street and around the corner. And Starbucks is not very happy with us, but they haven't sent anything for free in either. So
they will.
So who cares?
They will answer the call, I'm sure, Bob.
Then at 4 o'clock this afternoon, we have the 50th anniversary celebration 1050 Chum concert at Nathan Phillips Square.
Gordon Lightfoot, Little Caesar and the Consuls, the Disciples, Robbie Lane is recovering, will not be up front, but Keith Hampshire, George Oliver, and John Finley will.
And stay tuned for Derek Lind and a wonderful, wonderful story.
C-H-U-M, Bob Lane, Duff Roman.
No, Bob, I'm going to try it this time.
Okay, sure.
Paul Simon, Love Me Like a Rock. I'm going to hit the post, too.
When I was a little boy,
when I was just a boy,
the devil called my name.
When I was just a boy,
I say now, hoodoo. Sunday choir. Oh, my mama loves me. She loves me. She get down on her knees and hug me.
Oh, she loves me like a rock. She rocks me like a rock. Oh, baby, she don't love me.
She loves me, loves me, loves me, loves me. When I was grown to be a man, and the devil would call my name. Say now, who do you think you're fooling?
Call to be the man.
I'm a consummated man.
Call to be the man.
Statue of purity. My mama loves me. She loves me. She get down on her knees and hug me. Oh, she loves me like a rock. She rocked me like a rock. Oh, baby, just don't love me. She loved me, loved me, loved me. And if I was
the president,
the minute the Congress called my name,
the president,
I say now, who do?
Who
do you think you're fooling? Right out the president, you see you. I'm up on the presidential podium. My mama loves me. She loves me.
Love me like a rock.
That's Paul Simon, and Loves Me Like a Rock. That's from 1973. Did you know that?
Great song. One of my favorite artists, Paul Simon, is the best. We have company again.
Yes, we do.
Hi,
now,
folks.
Before... we've had groups that have been louder and more boisterous than you. Would you like to try that again?
Hi!
Okay,
yeah,
you win.
Great. That
okay,
was good.
Duff, give them their prizes.
Oh, indeed.
Yes, we have the same old thing.
You got your prize. We let you in. We have a gentleman that we're going to talk to in a second who did news on Chum from 19 when to when?
1955. I left here on the 13th of December, 1965.
1960. And when did you start?
56. I start. Yeah.
56.
Believe it or not. Yeah. Actually, before your anniversary.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. Sun up to sundown, country and western, down on Rich Island,
oh,
Adelaide Street.
At 250 Adelaide Street, which is now the Limelight Dinner Theater.
Is it? Well,
and you know what they built above it? I was there. Duff and I went out for breakfast yesterday, and I looked. They built a parking lot on top of the building, which is amazing that the building would hold anything.
It is.
So Derek, I got to ask you then. You were there before we went top 40.
That's right.
50 years ago.
It was marvelous.
Yeah.
What a time to, and what a place to be.
Yes.
Now,
yeah,
listen, we're going to embarrass you because you probably are going to hate what this sounds like.
I thought we reached an agreement.
We reached nothing.
Okay.
What year is this, Dougie?
1960.
This is what Derek Lynn sounded like on the news.
The news comes first at CHUM.
Derek Lynn reports the news, and in 5 minutes, the Hi-Fi Club.
Thermometer reading 54 degrees, winds from the east at 10 miles an hour. Complete forecast now being compiled in Chum's Weather Center. Washington, the TV idol of millions of teenagers, Dick Clark, appeared for the second day today before a House investigating committee looking into alleged payola. Clark denied under oath that he ever received payola. Here is a portion of an exclusive interview conducted by Chum's Washington Bureau following today's hearing in which Dick Clark said...
I've been asked again to tell a little bit of today's activities.
And we all believe that Dick didn't take payola.
I'm still stunned about how hot it was. 54 degrees, Derek. Oh, man. That must have been scorching.
That was not Celsius.
Oh, good. I was worried.
No. Yeah, okay. We used to do practice runs on that. Chum, I'm at 54 degrees under nerdy skies. It's going to rain on your rhubarb. You
remember that?
Yeah. I remember that. We had a lot
now, let me tell.
That.
Let me tell. This is of all of the Derek Lynn stories, and God knows we've got a few of them, some of which can be told and some of which can't.
Yes.
But this was, I think, in 1958 or 1959.
Whenever the Queen and Phil came in on one of our former prime ministers used to call the Royal Yatchit.
Britannia.
Yeah.
And so we ran news in those days at 20 after and 22 and then at 55.
When did you stop doing that?
A week ago Tuesday.
Sorry. Don't know how to put you on the spot.
That was a week ago Tuesday.
That was it?
That was it.
You're kidding.
In any event, what happened was that Derek, as lead newscaster, would write the newscast for 55 because that was a 5 minute.
The 5-2, yeah.
And we had guys who would write the headlines for 20 and 40.
Right.
And at that time, the guy was Neil Thomas, another one we've lost, who went out to work in Windsor at CKLW. Mm-hmm.
He became news director there.
That's right.
The Big Eight.
And Derek is reading, and the problem with timing and lack of timing was that as you were walking into the news booth, the news writer would hand the thing to you.
Like a handoff, a football handoff.
That's right. You know, and so you'd be running into the booth with this piece of paper that you've never seen in your life before, and you have no idea what's on it.
Uh-oh.
And Derek is reading down through three or four stories, all of which are legit, and then comes the story that says, I don't care what your name is, you can't park your blue boat in my harbor.
Now, preceding that, if I may, as I was going through the airlock or heading into the airlock, into the booth, Neil says to me, don't read the first one, it's a trick story.
But you didn't listen well, did you?
Well, I did. But he tricked me. I mean, it was a trick story. I didn't read the first story, you see. I told you, we had an agreement last night at the Klan gathering, you know, because I always screw it up.
But I was drinking and you weren't.
Yeah, that was part of the problem, I guess. Anyway, he says, don't do it. Okay, so I've avoided it. But it turned out it was the second story, you see. And he explained afterwards, as we knelt to a very red-faced Harvey Kirk, who was the news director,
yeah,
and he heard it coming up Young Street past the, what was it? Restaurant at the bottom of the hill there.
The Ports of Call.
Yes. He says he damn near drove through the front door of the Ports of Call. What the hell? Anyway, Neil's explanation was that he wrote it first, but he put it in the second spot. You see.
Oh, nice.
And then he left a space, and he went on to write what was the lead story. And that one,
you know.
Well, I don't know why I was here when this happened, but I was. I don't know why I was in the building. And all I can remember was our program director at the time was a fellow named Alan Slate.
Oh, yeah.
Who went on to buy Standard Broadcasting.
And my boss up
glory.
A year ago.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And we had a huge metal door going into the newsroom from the front lobby. And I guess Slate was still upstairs and ran downstairs and threw open the door and stood there and laughed like I've never seen him laugh before. And he said, now, how am I supposed to give this guy hell if I can't stop laughing?
Exactly. And Harvey's reaction was the same. Oh, never mind. Go back to work.
I'm just thinking about how that is so much like a movie today. Has anybody seen Anchorman?
No.
It's just absolutely true. What you're hearing now actually used to happen. People would write the false stories. They do the setup. And Derek, you probably tumbled onto it, but you probably recall a newscaster who could read one of those fake stories and not realize for a minute that he had said something.
I was the original dumb Derek, you know, to do that. There's more, just a touch more to that.
Sure.
If I've got time.
Yeah, you got all the time.
Mike
in the world.
Darrow was, again, I'm going to prove the dumb Derek theory here. Mike Darrow was the jock on between those newscasts. So I'm going out and I'm slinking out and I've dealt with Harvey and Al. And all of a sudden, Darrow comes in and stands in the door and says, hey, come in here. I want you to tell me about that. So he puts, no, I'm saying, geez, no. Let it go. Forget about it. But he takes me and he says, what was that story about the blue boat? and I said, always the fast thinker, I blamed it on UPI. See, I didn't want to blame it on Neil. I could have blamed it on Neil, but, you know.
UPI, which is long gone, was United Press International.
Yeah. So I blamed it on
United
UPI.
And of course, it
just kept getting deeper and deeper here. So I finally had to swim my way out of it, and it was a...
Well, you see, here we do. We sit and we talk about it. One of the great stories of Chum Radio. But when it happened, it was no great time, was it?
No, not at all. No. And you couldn't do it today. I mean, there's no way.
You know what?
Radio, you wouldn't get away with it.
Well,
today.
And radio like, doesn't do that anymore.
No.
The guys like us who did that. Are now running radio. And we won't let that happen.
Yeah. Our asses, our butts would have been out of it.
It got serious, Derek.
It's gotten
serious.
Yeah, and since they put The Sopranos on CTV, you can say anything you want. Well, thank you for coming by.
Thank you, and thank you for tracking me down.
It's been a pleasure,
Derek. Great to see you.
Thank you for coming in last night, and we will hopefully we'll see you at Nathan Phillips Square at 4 o'clock.
Going for it.
Okay, great. It's 12:47 on Chum.
C-H-U-M is simply, madly, divinely, happily, completely in love with Toronto.
Girl, I can't let you do this. Let you walk away.
It's a great life when you're in the
many things here to see and do in Toronto, the city that's wide awake. It's a nice town with nice people in it, all of
big concert at Nathan Phillips Square at 4 o'clock this afternoon. Come on down.
Here's the man himself, Bob.
He's going to be there.
Yeah. Our neighbor, actually up the street from 1050 Chum.
That's right.
Gordon Lightfoot's office. Here's his big hit from 1974, Sundown.
I can see her lying back in her satin dress, in a room where you do what you don't confess. Sundown, you better take care. Sundown, you better take care if I find you've been creeping round my back stairs. She's been looking like a queen in a sailor's dream, and she don't always say what she really means. Sometimes I think it's a shame when I get feeling better when I'm feeling no pain. Sometimes it's a shame when I get feeling better when I'm feeling no pain. I can picture every move that a man could make. Getting lost in her loving is your first mistake. Sundown, you better take care. You've been creeping round my back stairs. Sometimes I think it's a sin when I feel like I'm winning when I'm losing again.
see her looking fast in her faded jeans. She's a hard-loving woman, got me feeling mean. Sometimes I think it's a shame when I get feeling better when I'm feeling no pain. Sundown, you better take care if I find you've been creeping around my back stairs. Sundown, you better take care if I find you've been creeping around my back stairs. Sometimes I think it's a sin when I feel like I'm winning when I'm losing again.
Very well, Bob.
Yes, I do. Well. Yeah. Gordon Lightfoot, he's coming with us today down at Nathan Phillips Square.
After 4
big
o'clock.
Big concert at 4 o'clock, along with Little Caesar and the Consuls.
Yep.
Tommy Wilson and all his guys.
Yes.
And then we've got Robbie Lane's Disciples.
But Robbie is
Recuperating, yes, but he's doing good. It was in the paper today that he's doing well.
I'm glad he got that recognition.
Yeah.
And fronting will be George Oliver.
Right.
We'll have Keith Hampshire.
You bet.
He's a great singer.
And he's coming down.
And he's coming down. And John Finley.
That's right. Next hour, we're going to talk to Bobby Curtola.
Great.
Did you see who's here?
I see who's
the
here.
The boogeyman has dropped in to see us.
Oh, yeah.
Scott Carpenter's
Scott
here, everybody.
Scott Carpenter, everybody. Yeah. Scott, it's you never missed a step on your show yesterday. That was unbelievable.
Oh, great show. Great show.
Had a lot of fun. I want to thank Jimmy Bertucci, by the way, for coming by. Jimmy was a member of Abraham's Children. Does anybody remember Abraham's Children?
I remember Abraham's Children.
They were one of the very first of the Toronto supergroups, indigenous Toronto supergroups, and I really wanted to get somebody in here on the air that could talk about the atmosphere in town and the musical atmosphere, and he really did a great job.
It was a great interview too. You did it. You haven't lost a thing.
Yeah. I've lost a few things, but not as much as you have.
I was trying to look like you, but too much of it fell out.
I just wanted to mention that my old friend and my fiance's best friend from 35 years ago, Michelle Slack, was out in line waiting to get in to see us today.
Let's
so she's
all
right
hear
now.
It for Michelle.
Hey, Michelle. Hooray.
Yeah, we have the tour in, and again, there was still time until 3 o'clock.
Oh, yeah, another couple of hours or so. So come on down.
Yep.
And upstairs, when you go through the tour, you go through the newsroom,
yep,
and Jeff Howitt's in there to explain things you really don't care about. And then you come in here in the control room and see Duff and me, which is really why you're here. And
we hope you care a little about us.
Well, somebody must.
Yeah.
And then you're going to go upstairs to the Chum Museum. You're going to see a lot of Chum memorabilia, and you're going to have a chance to buy some stuff. So
we've got, in fact, the commemorative poster, Bob, $30 for the complete plaque-mounted poster.
Which is good.
Yeah, proceeds.
All of our proceeds are going to the Chum Charitable Foundation, for which we are eternally grateful.
And the fantastic 50th anniversary edition of the Chum Chart book. It's got all of the Chum hits from 1957 until 1986.
And your picture's in it, and my picture's in it. And I did a foreword in it, and Roger Ashby learned how to write just to do a foreword in it. It was terrific. Anyway, we're glad you guys are here. Thank you. Let's hear from you.
We're celebrating 50 years.
You bet we are.
C-H-U-M, Bob Lane, Duff Roman.
Just let me hear some of that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. It's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it. It's got to be rock and roll music. If you want to dance with me. If you wanna dance with me, I have no kicks against modern jazz, unless they try to play it too darn fast and change the beauty of the melody until it sounds just like a symphony. That's why I go for that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. Took my loved one over across the tracks so she could hear my man a wailing sax. I must admit they have a rockin' band. Man, and it was blowing like a hurricane. That's why I go for that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it, it's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it, it's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me, if you wanna dance with me. Way down south they gave a jubilee. Tell your folks they had a jamboree, and drinking beer from a wooden cup. The folks at dancing got all shook up. They started playing that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it, it's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old way you use it, it's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with, if you wanna dance with me, say if you wanna dance with me, if you wanna dance with me.
It's an all-star reunion with your all-time favorite DJs. Sponsored in part by Hakeem Optical and Dr. Flea's Flea Market.
1050 Chum.
April Wine.
When I try to phone, they say you're not at home. I don't believe that it's true. And when we fool around, you always put me down. Now what am I supposed to do when you won't dance with me? And you won't hold.
What? Here we are.
Where you did would, all these people come from?
I don't know.
Hi, folks.
Duff and I have been
good
in this business about 50
is
years
each. Is anybody alive?
Hi. Hello. Hello. Talk to us. Hello. Hello.
Great. This is good.
We're so damn happy to be here. Hello.
Thank you for coming.
Well, you guys are the quietest group that's gone through here so far. I hope you're embarrassed. And so you should be. Well, her name is Marquis.
Yep.
If she lived in Quebec, it would be Marquis, but it's Helen Marquis sent us in a banana cake.
It's a big banana cake.
It's a big banana cake. I'm going to get a knife, Duff, and you can have the first piece.
Oh, I insist you have the first piece, Bob. And, in fact...
Well, give Dick Hayes the first piece.
Dick, now we're going to put you on the spot. This is a little radio talk here. We're going to hit it by D, and then the post's 11 seconds. And
11
you know what
seconds.
The song is,
yeah,
huh?
Sure yeah. do.
Are you okay with that?
Well, even though I haven't been on the air for 12 years, I may be able to handle 11 seconds.
Okay, that sounds good.
Celebrating
right.
50 Are years of rock and roll on 1050 Chum.
Go!
Here it is, the number two record from December 6th.
1050 Chum, celebrating 50 years of rock and roll.
Okay, number two from December 6, 1965, The Stones, Get Off My Cloud.
You haven't lost it at all. I was mouthing that. This guy over here thought I was singing. Jesus, that sounded like just like Mick Jagger.
Lip syncing Mick Jagger.
that's for Dick Hayes. Yep. Just
there
to prove.
There you go,
buddy.
Thank you very much.
It's
Appreciate
a pleasure.
It.
Just to prove there are no hard feelings.
Well,
just to prove
it. In case people weren't listening earlier, I wanted that song played because I never got to play it when I was on show.
Okay. And I like the fact that we actually remembered to play it.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you remembered. I couldn't remember the guy's name. I wrote it down.
Well, we got a great list of guests still to come.
Yeah. Very, very shortly, we're going to get Bobby Curtola, who is in a just outside of Halifax, where he's living now. He's not out west anymore.
Well, that's a nice living part of
the
country,
living just outside of Halifax. in a place that's got a name that I can't remember. Anyway, we're part of Doors Open Toronto until 3 o'clock this afternoon.
And then at 4 o'clock, we're going down to Nathan Phillips Square for the Concert in the Square.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, that should be a real time.
He's in Liverpool, Nova Scotia.
Oh,
Bobby.
Very nice.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you, Doug.
Yeah.
And he's good.
Yeah. Bobby.
He wrote down Dick Hayes' name. No, it's okay. I remember Dick Hayes' name. We had Dick Hayes' jingle. Okay, we're going to play that in a minute.
Wonderful.
But first, we were just talking about the 4 o'clock show at Nathan Phillips Square.
Yes.
We're all going down. Boogeyman's going to be there. Duff's going to be there. Yep. I'm going to be there. Dick Hayes is going to be there.
Geets Romo is going to be there.
Geets is going to be there. Charlie O'Brien's coming down. I think the entire world from Chum is coming down.
As we say in Quebec, tout le monde.
What does that mean? I know what that means. Anyway, come on down. There's a large lineup. Don't let it scare you because we're going to get everybody through here. And then we're going to see you at 4 o'clock at Nathan Phillips Square.
He's a go-go, Dick Hayes. C-H-U-M, 1050 Toronto.
Dick was telling us earlier that his go-go has went. 9 minutes after one.
C-H-U-M.
10:50 Toronto. I always want to finish these things. In any event, 9 after 1 on Chum.
Rescue me. Or take me in your arms. Rescue me. I want your tender charm. Cause I'm lonely and I'm blue. I need you and your love too. Come on and rescue me. Come on, baby, and rescue me. Come on, baby, and rescue me.
Is 1050 Chum.
I met her in the club down in Old Soho, where you drink champagne and it tastes just like cherry cola, C-O-L-A cola. She walked up to me and she asked me to dance. I asked her her name and in a dark brown voice she said hello. Squeeze me tight, she nearly broke my spine. Oh my Lola, 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 Lola. Well, I'm not dumb,
and I always wanted to be that way for my Lola. La 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 la. Girls will be boys and boys will be girls. It's a mixed up, muddled up, shook up world. It's up my Lola. La 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 la.
That's the Kinks on 1050 Chum, and it's called Lola.
Kinky music.
Kinky music. It's 1:15, and it's up to 18 degrees, Duff.
And look who's in the studio.
And we've got another group in the studio. This is Megan. Hello, group in the studio. this is magnificent.
All right, you know what we're going to do? We're going to ask each of you to call out a favorite, and we'll pick one somewhere along the way, okay? What haven't you heard that you'd like to hear? Anybody? Anybody?
Nobody. I do. Right, I want to hear Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons stuff.
So do I, Mom. Okay.
Okay, well, we're going to play that. Do you know when the last time was that I did a radio show on this radio station with people looking at me? Inside the Princess Gates at the CNE, sitting in the Chum Satellite Station.
Never forget those days.
With guys like John Sprague. We had a little section in the middle of the trailer, if you remember.
Yep.
Nobody could see it. You couldn't see it from the studio side. You couldn't see it from the stage side. And John Sprague was in there. John had invented honeydew drivers.
That's right.
And it was honeydew. Concoction. Poor old honeydew. You can't get it anymore, I think. And there was an imbibement in there, which came the name driver.
It was the high test stuff.
Because our program director Al Slate said, when you're on the stage, you smile. Well, there was a great way to learn how to smile, I'll tell you.
We grinned all day, every day.
Yeah, did we ever.
Yes.
Great memories. Anyway, Doors Open Toronto is still on. The folks are coming in. We're having a great time. Duff Roman, Bob Lane, 1050 Chum.
At least an hour and a half to go, so you can make it across town and come down and see us.
It's our 50th anniversary, and wow, what a treat. Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons, just for you, Duff.
No, I understand. This is one of your favorite artists.
It is.
Music.
This is December 1963.
What?
Oh, what a day. Oh, what a night. Oh, what a week.
Thursday, I played the very first song I ever bought, which was a song by a group called The Four Lovers, and it was called You Are the Apple of My...
That's the one on the wax cylinder, right?
That's right, Yeah. Oh, I've got it upstairs. I'm going to go get it. We're going to play it. But it was Frankie Valli who became... Of course, The Four Lovers became The Four Seasons, and they're going to be up at Casino Rama this summer.
And their whole story is being celebrated on Broadway this year.
And it's coming to Toronto.
And it's a huge hit.
The Jersey Boys.
The Jersey Boys.
Coming to Toronto.
Yep.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we have Bobby Curtola on the telephone. Hey, Bobby. That was pretty weak.
One more time.
Let's do it again. Hi, Bobby! Hey! Can talk to him in a minute. First, we're going to play one of his most important songs ever recorded. I got into such trouble introducing this song, and I'll tell you why. I always introduced it like this. Nobody listen. Three rows over, and she goes
there's
down.
There's a girl in school that I adore. She's a cute little girl, 5'4". She's got a personality, the talk of the town. She sits three rows over and two seats down. I've got competition, it seems galore, but I'm the guy she's waiting for. I go through life with just one bound, that girl three rows over and two seats down. I just can't seem to concentrate, I can't buckle down, I never get my schoolwork done, my head's always turned around. I catch the teacher's angry looks when my head's not buried in my books. She knows my thoughts are all around, that girl three rows over and two seats down. I just can't seem to concentrate, I can't buckle down, I never get my schoolwork done, my head's always turned around. I can't find the time to think, I keep waiting for that friendly wing, the one I want, I finally found, she sits three rows over.
Rump, rump, rump.
And two seats down.
Takes me back. I love that song.
Isn't that marvelous? Oh, well, now, all the way from Liverpool, Nova Scotia, on his cell phone, so hopefully he doesn't lose battery, is
no,
Bobby...
No, I won't lose battery with you guys. Listen, we're on superpower here.
That's great.
Fantastic.
What a pleasure to have you on the radio with us.
Bobby,
listen,
it's...
Listen, you guys, thank you for all the years of playing that music and especially for playing me all those years.
Bobby,
the
you helped make you helped make Chum what it is in those days. It's Duff, Bobby, and it's always
hey,
a pleasure to talk to you.
Remember when we all opened City Hall up? Boy, wasn't that a party.
Yeah, in fact...
The most fun was the Chum Chimp at the fairgrounds did it for me, though, because you always had Miss Toronto or Miss Canada.
Yeah.
You always had the most gorgeous girls in Canada there with all of you fantastic DJs. And every once in a while, we got to show up to join the party.
Yeah,
you know?
That was 1965 when we opened City Hall. That was
a great time.
That was great time.
Was a great show. And I have to tell you, from being a fan of the music to ending up recording the music, the thrill for me the first time when we were driving in Toronto, can you imagine to hear one of the songs you recorded played on the radio? Like, I was so damned excited, I tell you, because it was the big thing. I mean, if Chum played your song, you knew you were on your way.
Yeah.
So guys, from this old rascal who's still celebrating with you all these years, I just want to thank Chum, all the Chum fans and the everybody. I mean, all the listeners who've been so good to all of us all these years. God bless you, and thanks for making such an important dent in the history of music in Canada.
Bobby,
it changed a lot of our lives.
Bobby, hang in with us now, because I think Bob's got something for you.
Uh-oh.
Yes.
Bob's got the Polaroids. They got to be careful.
Well, I have those too. But
yes, you too.
Here's Bobby. Can Bobby hear this?
Yeah.
Okay, Bobby. Now, Bobby, listen closely.
Hey! Things go better with Coca-Cola.
Oh,
things
God.
Go better with Coke. Life is much more fun when you're refreshed.
You got it.
And Coke refreshes you best.
It's the refreshingest.
The food goes better with fun, goes better with it. You'll go better with Coke. The real live one puts the extra fun in you. And everything you do, so things go better with Coca-Cola. Things go better with Coke.
Hey!
Now I have to ask you a question. You're sitting and singing the jingle. Where are you?
Oh, man.
Where are you?
Listen, for a little trivia for you, so you know. When we first recorded that commercial for Coca-Cola, it was the first time anybody ever made a commercial sound like a top 40 hit record anywhere.
Yeah.
And they actually paid me a royalty every time it was played. And, of course, that changed quite abruptly. But it was a wonderful experience, and, my God, I tell you, who thought?
Well, we've got that upstairs in the Chum Museum, Bobby Curtola singing for Coca-Cola.
Wow. And yeah, that's... We're in the Coca-Cola Hall of Fame down there in Las Vegas and Atlanta, too, for that.
You should be. And, Bobby, you contributed so much to Canadian music before it was all in vogue, before there was money being loaned, before there was Canadian content requirements on the radio. You just went out there and did it, Bobby, and I'll forever respect you for that.
Listen, you humble me because I think more than that, the story is never told really as sincerely as it should. But in those early days, all of you guys introduced us to your fans. I mean, the fact of the matter and the truth is, and anybody who lives knows that all of you number one DJs across Canada, and especially in Toronto, guys like yourself, I mean, Midnight, you remember those Midnight shows of yours on the Sock Hop?
Yes,
I mean, you
Bobby.
Guys introduced us to your fans, and if you never played the music, actually the difference in the music business is you guys picked them.
Yep.
You picked the songs you liked. You talked to the fans, and... And I tell you, it was all of us together there that it was an incredible moment that we all shared that I...
We've been living those memories.
Highlight of my life.
We've been living those memories all this week. We've been capturing 50 years of those memories. And thank
remember
you,
something. We didn't play you because we had to. We played you because you were fantastic. You still
buddy,
are. You're a wonderful friend. And when we were together last fall, you bought lunch. I will be eternally grateful. And anytime you're in Toronto...
I lost the flip. Tell the truth.
Anytime you're here and you want to buy me lunch, just
anytime,
phone.
Yeah, always welcome at Chum, Bobby. Thank you for everything you've done.
Bobby, we're going out with one of the best Bobby Curtola songs. I don't know if this is your favorite song, but it's one of mine, called Fortune Teller.
Fortune teller, can you see what my future's going to be? Can you see it all in your crystal ball? Have you got a dream for me? Fortune teller, is she free? Has she waited just for me? You can see it all in your crystal ball. Tell me that it's meant to be. Tell me, tell me, tell me. Will we meet on a busy corner? Will she know that I'm the one? Will I be like little Jack Horner? Get myself a sugar plum. Fortune teller, beside me all the way. You have seen it all in your crystal ball. She's the only love for me. Fortune teller, is she free? Has she waited just for me? You can see it all in your crystal ball. Tell me that it's meant to be. Tell me, tell me, tell me, will we meet? fortune teller, will she stay close beside me all the way? You have seen it all in your crystal ball. Gotta find the dream you see.
That's Fortune Teller. That's Bobby Curtola, my dear friend. I really, you know, a lot of the guys
he was the best.
That came through, and I know, Duff, you've got a ton of friends in the industry because you were in the music industry.
I was in the music business.
But guys like Ronnie Hawkins and Bobby Curtola just made everything happen for
me. Well, Bobby was a trailblazer, and he went out there along with his partners, the Herdin Brothers. They wrote their own music, they recorded their own music, and they proved that it could be done. And this guy is just a superstar in my book.
Absolutely, he is. And, you know, Ronnie Hawkins used to bring guys. I think I told the story a couple of days ago, but Ronnie Hawkins used to bring people up from the cock door. That, you know, nobody could sleep. The performers would play till midnight or 1 o'clock.
Oh, yeah.
Couldn't go to sleep. So where would they end up? Up here with me.
The all-night show. Yep.
And Conway Twitty used to come up all the time.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, Conway's gone, so I can tell a story. I always thought that Conway Twitty was the dumbest thing that walked.
That's Bob Lane, Mrs. Conway. It's not Duff Roman.
Well, when Conway died, Conway left an estate of $100 million. I would like to be that stupid.
This is 1050 CHOM All-Star DJ Week, and you're listening to Bob Lane and Duff Roman.
I'm Bob Lane.
Hey, it's a very special edition of this week's Sunday Morning Oldie Show as Roger Ashby plays all 50 songs from the very first Chump Chart, May 27th, 1957, Sunday from 9 a.m. till noon, again Sunday night from 9 till midnight. Oh yes, I'm Duff Roman.
He's Duff Roman, and I'm Bob Lane, and these are the Beach Boys talking about those beautiful California girls.
Some of them are right here.
Well, East Coast girls are hip, I really dig those styles they wear. And the Southern girls with the way they talk, they knock me out when I'm down there. The Midwest farmer's daughters really make you feel alright. And the Northern girls with the way they kiss, they keep their boyfriends warm at night. I wish they all could be California. I wish they all could be California. I wish they all could be California girls. The West Coast has the sunshine and the girls all get so tan. I dig a fringe bikini on Hawaiian Isles by a palm tree in the sand.
Telling Duff Roman that on Thursday I played a tune by Vanda King and wondered out loud whatever happened to Vanda King. So my friend Warren Cosford, who I guess is at home in Windsor, sent a page and a half email about what happened to Vanda King. I haven't read it, except that Vanda's doing well.
She was one of the early Canadian stars. Yep. Her song was Randy.
Yeah.
And was it...
That's what I played.
About 57, 58?
Something like that.
Something like that. Wow.
Anyway, Vanda's a granny.
Uh-huh.
And that was nice that we were able to play her song.
Well, so I met Vanda, and I consider a friend. And hi, Vanda. I hope you're doing well, and nice to know you're a granny.
I don't know if she's here in Toronto, or I guess she is. Doesn't say in this from Warren, but thank you, Warren. I appreciate that. Another guy called, said, aren't you guys going to talk about Larry Solway? No. That's
do you,
the
do you, Larry, me, do you want me to speak my mind?
Speak your mind. Larry who? Yes. Well, it was something like, I read Slinger's column in the Star a couple of weeks ago, and he took on Paul Godfrey. And who does he think he is?
Oh, yeah. He was a pioneer of that style of talk radio.
I followed Larry Solway all the time. When he was doing 10 to midnight, I came on at midnight. And when he was doing 9 to 11 in the morning, I came on at 11 in the morning. And I said back then, and I'll say it again, the reason that I followed Larry Solway was because I was the only guy who knew how to get his foot out of his mouth.
He has the look. He has the sound. Run! And he will capture your heart the way only one other was able to do. Elvis, The Way It Was, featuring Stephen Kabakis. He looks like him. He sounds like him. June 7th and 8th, Elvis, The Way It Was. Hi, this is Gore James, and I'll be hosting Blast from the Past, presented by the Old Mill Inn and Spa and 1050 Chum. For dinner and dance tickets, call 416-207-2020.
It's that time again. Time to fire up the Barbie and look forward to a whole new season of great meals. Of course, you can cook pretty much anything on the barbecue, but the one thing that most everyone agrees on is steak. And steak from Bruno's is sure to please, because Bruno's specializes in beef. It's cut and aged right on the premises, then guaranteed by Bruno himself. And for no fuss entertaining, stock up on Bruno's 5-pound family-sized lasagna. Real Italian taste, just $12.99. It's barbecue season, another great reason to shop Bruno's Fine Foods. Because behind the Bruno's name, there really is a Bruno. 7 locations, including 1560 Young at St. Clair in the Delisle Court and Royal York at Dundas Etobicoke.
Your Dodge retailer's Drive Free for 3 offer is so big that 3 announcers are going to read this commercial. So, without further ado, purchase any 2007 Caravan or Grand Caravan and get 3 months of free payments, 3 months of free gas, and 3 months of free scheduled maintenance. You're not hearing voices. That's 3 full months of free payments, free gas, and free scheduled maintenance. That's the best deal of the year. Hurry into your Dodge retailer for the Drive Free for 3 national sales event. Just tell them
Vicky,
Heather, Stephanie sent you. Limited time offer. See newspaper for details.
What needs healing in your life? A relationship? Your health? The family finances? A job? Hear experienced Christian healer Barbara Vining speak on Christian Science, The Universal Law of Healing, Monday, May 28th, 7:30 p.m. in the Assembly Hall, southeast corner of Kipling and Lakeshore in Etobicoke. Admission and parking are free. For more information, please call 416-236-4816. Hear how you can apply this universal law of healing to your own life.
What is it about Ontario Flooring that floored you?
It was the honest advice. We selected our hardwood. Well, my wife selected the hardwood. And they suggested something that would last longer with kids, even though it cost less.
What is it about Ontario Flooring that floored your neighbors?
I think they were jealous. And I kind of like that.
You'll be floored by the carpet, tile, and hardwood. You'll be floored by the showroom in Woodbridge. You'll be floored by the website, OntarioFlooring.com. Visit Ontario Flooring. You'll be floored.
Do your summer plans involve driving and driving and driving? An escape to city summer? An escape to the North Country summer? Then the 2008 Escape would be a very fitting vehicle for you. Yours is at Al Palladini's Pine Tree Ford Lincoln, Weston Road and Highway 7, $269 a month for a 2008 Ford Escape. Get packing. Summer's almost here. Al Palladini's Pine Tree Ford Lincoln, Weston Road and Highway 7. Because any Palladini is a pal of mine.
Winning $1,000 a week from Cash for Life will change the way you look at things. For instance, buying an LCD TV, that's week 1. A great stainless steel fridge, week 9. And your daughter's wedding, that's weeks 12-11 through 12-51.
Whoa, daughter? I haven't even bought my girlfriend a ring yet.
That's weeks 30 to 38.
Huh. Fantastic.
Right now, it's double Cash for Lifetime, where you could win $2,000 a week for life. So play now and win double for life. Over $45 million won in the past year.
Woo-hoo! Warning. Side effects of joining Good Life Fitness are: may help prevent backache after gardening, may help improve your golf score, may cause you to look good and feel great in your bathing suit. Now until May 31st, get started at Good Life for only 28 cents. Limited time offer, some restrictions apply. For details, visit any convenient Good Life location, call 1-800-597-1-FIT or visit goodlifefitness.com. Summer is almost here, so get started now at Good Life Fitness for only 28 cents. But hurry, offer ends in 5 days.
Mozart was known for his music, lavish parties, and love of Austrian cuisine. So it's only fitting that a restaurant that blends Viennese delights with Bavarian hospitality is called Amadeus. Enjoy traditional Austrian fare with fine linen in the dining room, or party like the maestro in the Bavarian Bierstube. It's the best of both worlds at Amadeus. Ask about pre-theater specials and free parking. Amadeus, 111 Richmond Street West. For reservations, call 416-366-3500.
Summer is months away, but there's no need to wait for the freshness and taste of Foodland Ontario vegetables. If you haven't discovered them yet, look for Ontario Greenhouse Veggies, firm red tomatoes in all varieties, crisp seedless cucumbers, and fresh peppers in a rainbow of colors. Ontario Greenhouse Veggies, your shortcut to summer just about all year long. Pick some up today.
Ontario Greenhouse Veggies. Mmm, the taste of freshness.
What needs healing in your life? A relationship, your health, the family finances, a job. Hear experienced Christian healer Barbara Vining speak on Christian Science, the Universal Law of Healing, Monday, May 28th, 7:30 p.m. in the Assembly Hall, southeast corner of Kipling and Lakeshore in Etobicoke. Admission and parking are free. For more information, please call 416-236-4816. Hear how you can apply this Universal Law of Healing to your own life.
You're listening to 1050 CHOM All-Star DJ Week. Sponsored in part by Hakeem Optical and Dr. Flea's Flea Market.
Ooh-wee. This is the band. We were just talking to Ronnie Hawkins about them.
Yeah, and Robbie Robertson and company.
Indeed they are. And life is a carnival. You can talk. We got lots of time.
We got something special coming up. I'm going to leave it all to you, Bob. We're going to salute some of our friends who have left us, and
yes.
They're some of the greatest people in the radio business and chum people.
You can walk on the water, drown in the sand.